Jason Dudash joins us right now. Jason, welcome. Great to have you with us today. What's Freedom Foundation's response to the new, tougher COVID restrictions in Oregon?
Well, good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me. And I'm furious. And I think you should be, too. And I think Oregonians should be. I think that Supreme Court Justice Alito was exactly right when he said on Thursday that what we're experiencing was, quote, previously unimaginable restrictions on individual liberty. And, you know, on the West Coast, we've been all too familiar for this. It seems the past several months between Brown, Inslee, and Newsom, they've been somewhat competing to be America's top tyrant. And with these new orders, it seems that Kate Brown may have just taken the cake.
Because it goes beyond the something that we've had before. I mean, the idea that you're going to be limited to six people, first of all, where's the science behind that, number one? Because Washington State's standard, Jason, is entirely different for that. But the idea you're going to throw people in jail for spending time with their families, while at the same time, I mean, I don't know. I get frustrated with it, I guess.
You're exactly right to be frustrated, and so much of this is just purely arbitrary. You know, we're expected to believe a governor who, over the last several months, has released hundreds of prisoners across our state because they were worried about COVID, and now they're telling us that we very well could be arrested for enjoying Thanksgiving with our own families, and we're expected to believe that her primary concern is public health? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that is a bit of a... contradiction. Let's arrest the people that are spending time with their families, but let's let the prisoners loose. I don't know. It just somehow that just doesn't seem to seem right to me. How do we approach this? I mean, you guys are in the business of standing up for workers' rights. You sue the unions because sometimes they don't stand up for workers' rights. What can you do about this? Yeah, so what can you do about this?
As you and your listeners know, we were the first to file suits against what we believed was an unconstitutional doing of the governor's mask mandate. And I'll tell you that I've been in talk over the last 3 days with several businesses across the state looking at representing them for being able to stay open. You know, again, the numbers that are being used here, she claims science and data, but when we're talking about churches, you know, there's no mention of square footage. There's no mention of what kind of ventilation systems you have in the church or anything of that. They just pulled a number out of the air, 25, that's it. When you're talking about gyms, they haven't been able to say one case. The Oregon Health Authority has provided no data of outbreaks being tied to gyms. And you're just doing a line item for that. So we've been looking at representing several businesses, working with them to be able to stay open. But I think what Tudy is doing and what several other elected officials are doing now in the state of Oregon are going to be the only way that we can stop this. The governor is only telling us that we can have six people in our home because she thinks she can get away with doing that. Because there is virtually no pushback through the first level of shutdowns because, and you know, rightfully so, at the time we were worried and we trusted her to think that what she was doing was actually going to protect us. I think the tune of this lockdown is a bit different and people are going to be more upset. You know, we went through months of tens of thousands of Oregonians being unemployed and not getting a single dime from the unemployment department. Oh, and then when you did get a check, guess what? It was our mistake and you have to pay us back. And now you're going to those same people and saying, trust us, we're going to get it right this time. We're going to take care of you. I don't think so.
Difficult to argue with that. If the mandates that we've been under, I mean, I've seen surveys, and we just, heck, just walk around. Most people are wearing masks when they're, you know, going into stores because, you know, the stores are asking you. I don't wear a mask. I wear a face shield, okay, because I don't like wearing masks. But most people are complying. But yet it doesn't seem to, I mean, the caseload has increased. So is what the governor's proposing here, is it even going to work according to the science? Because apparently it's not working now.
No, it's not going to work. And we know that for a fact. The lockdowns don't work. Look at the European countries who, in theory, did everything right. And now cases are exploding there as well. More than anything, this is going to be something that we're going to have to learn how to live with. And the fact that you can't even have that conversation right now is a big problem. You just have to sit down, shut up, and do as you're told. And I don't know about you, but most of the Americans I know and throughout our history, we're not all that good at doing that. And I don't think that these kind of overarching restrictions on our individual liberties are ever going to stop until we find that root again and say, you know what, we understand there's a problem here, Jeff. We're not anti-science. We don't want to kill grandma. We want to find a solution. But the fact that you're not even willing to have a conversation with us about how we can make this reasonable for everybody, that's going to be an issue.
So the next thing coming down the pike is a vaccine. And I was watching. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, one of the Scandinavian countries, maybe Sweden, one of them put in place or was talking about putting in place mandatory vaccination against COVID. And the public outcry was so great, they're backing away from it. I think that that's probably going to happen here, but does that fix the issue? I mean, 99.9% or 89% of people recover from COVID. And just because you get a vaccine doesn't mean you can be a carrier. You still can't be a carrier, right? You can still infect people. If it really, Jason, if it boils down to we need to continue to do things that stop the spread of disease that we know works, like washing your hands and not, being in people's face, is that a better way to approach this rather than an unscientific edict that says, you can only have so many people in your Home Depot store. You can only have 6 people in your home. I mean, doesn't that seem to be something that will be received better by the public rather than where we're headed today?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. There's things that this far in people are comfortable with doing that we know works. But when you're trying to just essentially throw stuff at the wall and see what sticks, but what you're throwing is people's livelihoods, that's why you're seeing this amount of pushback. And I think the governor can expect that to continue.
Well, as we enter the Thanksgiving season, one of the things that you put out in your press release, and we're talking with Jason Dudash of the Freedom Foundation, that's freedomfoundation.org, right?
.com,
freedomfoundation.com. You can check out their website. One of the things you write in your press release is that, Governor Brown and the rest of Oregon's public employees haven't missed a paycheck because of lockdowns. Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. But at what point do you think the public in general says enough is enough here? Are we there or are we getting closer?
We have to be, Jeff, because again, that's the only way that this stops. I think that she's been testing the waters over the last several months to see just exactly how far she can push this. And this is way farther than I would have hoped we would have ever got. But when you have, these unelected bureaucrats and career politicians who, what you just said, have not missed a single paycheck throughout this entire nightmare, coming after you and I and trying to dictate what we and your listeners can do to provide for our families, that's going to start coming down to brass tacks for a lot of people. When they're looking at, appeasing their new Queen Kate Brown or providing for their families, I think many Oregonians are going to start choosing the latter.
Jason Dudash, folks, they're looking at joining lawsuits or helping businesses fight this. That's an interesting direction, and it's something that probably needs to happen if you believe in liberty. Jason, thanks for joining us. It's freedomfoundation.com. Back in a moment at 6:48.